In the Mishnah, Mem Beis Amud Aleph. Hamudur Hanoh Mechaveru Lefnei Shviyis. Person made a neder that he can't have any Hanoh from somebody else, and he made the neder before Shviyis. So, Eina Yorel Tosadehu. So, on Shviyis itself, he can't go into his field, even on Shviyis. And even though the karka is hefker, legabi the peros, anybody's allowed to go into anybody's field. The karka is not hefker, but it's hefker that you're allowed to go in and eat the peros. Still, eino yori latos sadehu, ve'eino ochel min hanotos, and he can't eat the fruit that's not in the field. Even if he doesn't have to go into the field, he can't eat the fruit because before shviyas. Right, so that's for sure. He made a iser hanoah. He can't go into his field. He can't have hanoah from drisas haregel, and he can't have hanoah from eating the fruit either. Uvashviyas. You see, the Gemara has two different ways of learning this, but the ikur way is that when shviyas comes, eino yori l'tosadehu, so he can't go into the field. And even though the karka is hefker, the Gemara doesn't explain why he can't go into the, even though the karka is really not hefker, but he has a right to go in there, right, to get the fruit, he's not allowed to go into the field. Aval ochel humin hanotos, but he's allowed to eat the fruit that he can get, that he doesn't have to go into the field, because the fruit's hefker. Okay. Nader himenu macho lifnei shviyas. If he didn't make a nether that he won't have any hanot, just he won't eat from him. So then, yori l'tosadehu, he can go into the field because that's not hanos macho, drisus harego. Ve'ino ochel min haperos, and he can't eat the peros because he made a neder. It's before shviyas. Uvashviyas yorid va'ochel, but vashviyas he's allowed to go into the field because he never made a neder not to have hanoah except for eating, and the eating is mutter because he's allowed to eat the fruit because it's hefker. So therefore, what's it called? During shviyas he can go and eat the peros. Rashi, hamudar ano mechaveru lifnei shviyas. The person made the nether before Shviya started. He can't go into the field because he's also with all Hanoah, including Drisa Saregel. The ones he doesn't have to go into the field to eat, they're hanging over the border. He doesn't have to go into the field to eat those fruits. Still, even though they're shviyas, and now the peiros are hefker, he's still not allowed to eat them. Person can make an iser on something that was in his rishus when he made the iser, and it remains aser even if it goes out of his rishus, because it's like a hektish, right? This man the Amram, we'll see that everybody holds like that. That the nether is like dover shel hekdesh, and even though you can't be makdish something that's not yours, but if it was yours, it remains hekdesh even if you sell it or it goes out of your rishus or whatever. Since he made the nether before shviyas, right? Chaveiro ki asi nami shviyas also bohen. When shviyas comes, the issa remains. So you can't even eat from peiros shviyas, even though right now they're hefker, but when he made the nether, they weren't hefker. It was before shviyas. And therefore, the issa remains even after the peiros become hefker. Uvashviyas, aval im hediru bishviyas, but if he made the nether on shviyas, then the peiros were hefker when he made the nether. And eidon amosud osur dover sheno shalo, he can't be makdish something or asher something that's not yours. Lo yore tosadehu, he can't go into the field. Right, because the field does still belong to him. It's only mutter to go in to get peiros, but the karka is in the hefker. Aval ochel hu min anotos. Ho aval ohavi b'shuso hashtok imadrele. Since when he made the nether, the peiros didn't belong to him. You can't ask for something that's not yours. Uvigmar mefarish ami enu yored. So Mara asks, then why can't you go into the field? Right, the karka is also hefker. Amai ochel ho aronomi de hefker. The karka is also hefker for eating the peiros. So why can't you go into the field? So the Gemara will explain why. Nader haymenu machol lifnei shviyas. If he didn't make a nether, then he can't have any hanoah. He just made a nether, he can't have any, he can't eat from him. Avalo nader haymenu hanoah, l'chimati shviyas yored ve'eno ochel. Then he can go into the field, but he can't eat the peiros if he made the nether before shviyas. The holo hidiru elamina maichel. He only answered eating, but not drisha sarego. Aval einu ochel. The precious leil. The onamos of davar shemeshusa afila achrasheitz meshusa. But since he made the nether before shvius, he still can't eat the peiros, even though the peiros now are hefker. Uvashvius hidiru b'shvius. But if he made the nether on shvius, when the peiros already weren't his, they were hefker. Yori vochel. Then he can go into the field because he never asered hanoa except for eating. And the eating is not asur because he couldn't asur the peiros because they're mutter because they're hefker. The achshav yotzei meshusa. The istim of farshi, and some learn, we'll see the Gemara has two lashonos, and in the end the Gemara comes out that the first one is the ikur. The istim of farshi, hamudar anom michaver lifnei shvius, lo yerid letos sodeo lifnei shvius, velo yochum men anotos kivin teidiro. Some learn this Gemara, we'll see some means the amorayim in the Gemara, learn that it's talking like this, that if you made the nether before Shvius, right, so then before Shvius you can't go into the field nor eat peiros. But once Shvius comes, even though you made the nether before Shvius, right, einadim osur davar birshuso, and it should remain osur when it goes out of his rishus. Uveshvius kolomri higia Shvius, not that if he made the nether on Shvius, but when Shvius comes, even though he made the nether before Shvius, lo yered detoch sodeu. Right, but he's allowed to eat the fruit. The lishna kama ikar, the Gemara is going to say the first lashon is the ikar that everybody holds like the first way. But there's a havamin in the Gemara of the second way. Okay, so the Gemara. Ravu Shmuel, the Amrei Tarvayu, and this is Rashi's girsa, is different than what we have in the Gemara. We're going to learn like that, right? The Bach changes the girsa, if you go on the side, right? Nichsai olecha. Not nichosim elu olecha, nichsai olecha. Right? So a person made a nether and he said, my property is also to you. Okay? So lifnei shvius, if he made the nether before shvius, then ein yori letosadeu, ve'ein ochel min anotos, he can't go into the field, nor can he eat from fruit that he can get without going into the field. Afal pishi gi shvius. Even though shvius, what's it called, came, since he asered it when it was in his rishos, it remains aser even when it goes out of his rishos. The imbi shvius nether, but if he made the nether during shvius, when the peiros already were not in his rishos, then the peiros don't become aser. Then ein yor l'tosadeo, the sod is still aser. Aval ochem then anotos, but he's allowed to eat from the fruit that he doesn't have to go into the field for, because the fruit never became aser, because when he made the nether, it wasn't in his rishos. That's what Rav and Shmuel say. Rabbi Yochanan v'Shlokish, Damrei Tarvayu, Rabbi Yochanan v'Shlokish say no. Nichosai alecha, lifnei shvius, if he made the nether before shvius, and he said, my property is also to you. So, ein yorel tosadeo, vein ochem min anotos. They agree. Before shvius, can't go into the field, he can't eat the peiros. He gear shvius, but once shvius comes, even though he made the nether before shvius, ein o yorel tosadeo, he still can't go into the field, and the Gemara will discuss later why. Aval ochel hu asanotos, but he's allowed to eat the fruit that he doesn't have to go into the field for. Right? Because why? Lechara, because since now it's what's it called, not in his rishos, even though he made the nether when it was in his rishos, once it leaves his rishos, it's not what's it called asur anymore. That's what the Gemara thinks right now. Lema b'hakim iflegate. Let's say the machlokus centers around the following shaila. The Rabu Shmuel Savri Adam Osir Dover Shibr Shuso Afiluk Shiatsim Rishuso. Like we said in the Mishnah. Rav and Shmuel hold that a person can aser something when it's in Rishos, and it remains aser even when it goes out of Rishos, because it's like Hektish. I can be Maktish something, and even if later on it goes out of my Rishos, since it was Hektish when it was in my Rishos, it remains Hektish. From Yochanan Rishlokish, Savri, ain't not a most of Rishab Rishuso, the Cheshiyetzim Rishuso. And Rav Yochanan Rishlokish, although you can't aser something that it should remain aser when it's not, since you can't aser it when it's not in your Rishos, even if you asur it when it was in your rishos, and then it goes out of your rishos, it's not asur. The isur goes away. Because right now it's not yours. And it's different than hektish. Hektish, when you makdish it, it becomes into the rishos of hektish. So what difference does it make now if it's in your rishos or not? It's in the rishos of hektish. But an is a nether doesn't go into anybody else's rishos. It's asur as long as you have shlita over it. But if you give it to somebody else, then since you couldn't make it osur at that time, it's not your thing. You don't have power to make it osur, or it should remain osur when it's not yours. That's a svar. Mercer says, so that lechor is a machlokas. Whether Adam oser dover shebrishus, so that it should remain oser even when it goes out of his rishus or not. Rav and Shmuel hold yes, and Rabbi Yochanan and Rishlokas hold no. Rashi damri tarvayu nechose elu alecha, kolomer kol nechose alecha b'chol makom shein. All my property is oser to you. Ve'ein ochum meranotos, alfa b'shigia shviyish, filter v'shol hefkerein. Rav and Shmuel hold that iser remains, even when it's not in his rishus anymore, when it's hefker, when shviyish comes. The in the shvius nether, but if he made the nether during shvius, the hashtalab reshusahu, then the payers are not in his reshus already. Below motzi madrila, you can't ask for something that's not in your reshus. Below ask madrila minayu ochum and anotis, then you're allowed to eat the fruit as long as you don't have to go in the field. Rabbi Yochanan v'rish lokish ta'amre higia shvius ein yored avalochum and anotos. And Rabbi Yochanan v'rish lokish said, no, even though you can't go into the field, because the sod is still in his reshus. Just that the other person has right to go into the field to eat peiros, but he doesn't have right to take the field. The field's not his. Field doesn't become hefker during Shemitah. So he can't go into the field, but he could eat from the fruit. Why? Adam oser dover shebrishus, so afilu k'sheitz reshus, because Rav and Shmuel hold, person can ask for something that's in his reshus, and it remains oser even when it goes out of his reshus. The kivan de b'shos she oser havim b'shusay, afilu l'chihigia shviyas nafkan mirshusay, afilu hachi asur alav. Even though when shviyas comes, it goes out of his rishos, since he made the nether when it was in his rishos, it remains also even when it goes out. Rabbi Yochanan v'shlokh esavri ein lovim, umishim hachi kigia shviyas nafkan mirshusay ochel humen anotos. That's what Rabbi Yochanan v'shlokh hold. You can't ask for something, even if you asked it when it was in your rishos, it can't remain also when it goes out of your rishos. Versus the Tisbra, the high time of Plige. How can you possibly say that's the machlokas? Well, there's not something have you get it. Okay. Morris says, the Tisbra, because that's Svara to say that that's the machlokas. Me equal a mandiomra, even the most dover, Shemeshusa, Lechshetzim Meshusa. There's no mandiomra who holds that you can't answer something to remain osir when it goes out of your rishos. If you ask it when it's in rishos. Nobody holds like that. So you can't say that Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan hold like that. Because if they hold like that, the imkein nifleg b'nechosim elu. Why did they make the machlokas only nechosai, my nechosim? Well, then you could be medayik, I'm only asking it when it's mine. But when it's not mine, not, say a bigger chiddush. Even if I didn't say my nechosim, I say nechosim, these nechosim. So I'm not implying that it's because it's mine. So therefore there's no svara to say that if it's not mine, it shouldn't be asur, except for the fact that since it's no longer in my rishos, the isur doesn't stay. That would be a bigger chiddush. Why didn't they argue like that? Why did they argue in a case where I said specifically my nechosim? We'll see in a second. That's the way you're in Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan hold, that when it goes out of my rishos, it's not hektish, because I meant only when it's in my rishos. When I made the nether to begin with, I meant it's only in my rishos. But if I said nechosim elu stam, then just the fact that it went out of my rishos would not affect it, right? The koshkim nechosai, the su. We have another raya that can't be the machlokas. Hotnan, we have a mishnah. The adam oser davar shibrishus, so lechshiyeshim rishus. Of a mishnah says meferish, and Rabbi Yochanan and Shlomish can't argue on a mishnah. Where's the mishnah? Isnan haomer libno kol nimshato neheneli. Person said to his son, right, you can't have any hanoah from me. He answered all hanoah on his son. Mace, and again the guy died. Yirashenu. Right? He's allowed to yarshen him. It's not his anymore. Okay? He's Bechayev Uvamoso, but if he said Bechayev Uvamoso, you can't have any hanoah from me when I'm alive or dead. Right? So then he answered it specifically even when he's dead. In Mace, lo Yirashenu. If he died, he can't inherit it either. Right? Samara says, so you see, that a person could ask for something even if it goes out of his rishos. Because when you're dead, you don't own your nechosim anymore. Still, since he said b'feirish, b'chayu mosi, right, it remains also. So you see that a person can ask for something when it was in his rishos and it remains also afterwards. Samara says, no, it's no raya from that mishnah. Shani hocha de ko amrle b'chayu moso. Right, over there, he specifically said b'chayu moso. But maybe there is a mandiyomer who holds that if you didn't say specifically, and then you asked it when it was in your rishos, and then it went out of your rishos, then taka, it's not to remain awesome. So we still can say that from this mishnah, there's no raya brura that Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish can't hold that if you ask for something when it's in your rishos, that it becomes mutter when it goes out of your rishos. The only thing we see from this mishnah is that if you specify that it's going to remain osur even after it goes out of your rishos, then it remains osur. But if you didn't specify, then maybe not. Rashi. The tizbra, the Baha'i time of plige. Can you say that that's the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel and Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan? There's no person who holds, there's no svara, there's no mandiomer who holds that if you asser something when it's in your rishos, that it doesn't remain asser after it leaves your rishos. Nobody holds like that. Im kain, the mishum high time of plige, the amri the ochel who b'shvias, because if that would be the reason that Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan hold it's mutter to eat during shvias, because even though you made the nether when it was in your rishos, but now it left your rishos, and now it becomes mutter. Liflug b'nechosim eila. Why is the machlokas b'nechosai, my nechosim, which implies when it's in my rishos, say a bigger chiddush. Even if you didn't imply at all that it's in your rishos, Rish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan holds mutter. Nechosim eila. He said, these nechosim. He didn't imply anything that it's only when it's in his rishos. Still, on shvius, when he becomes hefker, they hold its mutter. Afilo hechidom nechosim eilu alecha. The lame lure of Yochanan Rish Lakish, the ochel b'shvias mishum atam, the omer ain lada moser dover shem b'shusol, k'sheshem b'shusol. Kol shkein hecha, the omer nechosai, the mashma kol zman shem b'shusol. Right? Elamid lo plige b'nechosim elu, since they don't argue in that case. Elo b'nechosai, they only argue in the case where the guy specified my nechosim, shma minot the less lu haisvar. So you see that they don't hold that stam, it goes, if it goes out of your rishus, it becomes mutter. And also, how can you say that Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan hold that a correct person can't asser something, even if he asser it in his, when it's in his rishos, that it should remain asser when it goes out of his rishos? There's a beferish omission. It says not like that. Ha'omer livno kol nimshat on nehenali, kolomer she'iat on nehenali mikol nechosai. He made a nether. You can't have any hanoah from any of my property. So Meishi Roshenet, when he dies, he can yarshen it. Shalo asur alav ela kozman shen chosim shalo. Right? He only asked it that when the chosim belonged to him. Now he's dead, it doesn't belong to him anymore. Lefichach yiroshenet. That's why he can yarshen it. In Meish. The imnodar b'chayev uvmoso, but if he said specifically, I'm asuring my property on you from when I'm alive and when I'm dead, kiven the mefarish b'moso, Meish lo yiroshenet. Since he said the theirish, that the Issa should remain when he dies, so then he can't be Arshinim. So you see from this mission that a person could ask her something that goes out of his Rishos, since he asked her when his Rishos. Where it says, no, it's no Raya from there. Shani Hocha, Domer Bechaiva Mosa. Avahecha Domer Bistam, Ema La Olam, Eino De Mosa. Maybe there's a difference where he specified or he didn't specify. If he didn't specify, then automatically, when it's not in his rishos, it becomes mutter, like Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish said. So there's no raya from the Mishnah connected Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish that they can't hold that reason. But there is a raya from the Lashon of our Mishnah, of our, the Brisa, of the Memra that they said. Why'd they say Nechosai? They should have said Nechosai. So the Gemara now is going to discuss to answer that kasha. Right, how can we say that the machlokas centers around this shaila when the chora everybody would hold in this shaila that it remains aser, and therefore we have to find another reason for Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish why they hold its mutter.